everybody, and welcome back to another podcast episode. And today is going to be a very, very kind of scary talk about the paranormal, because this just happened to me last night. I'm going to be doing these in sections, whereas I'm going to start the podcast off, and then I'm going to go on to the next week, and then talk about other stuff with other people when I do the guest portion. Channel updates and all that will be done in sections as well. So basically today is the beginning of January the 6th. I kind of want to do these a little bit differently. I just want to start building them and then put them together like building blocks. So I think they'll be probably a lot better. But I just really, really want to say this now before I forget. All right, basically, last night I was using this app called Necrophonic. For those that can see, this is the app right here, and it's very creepy because, well, I mean, it actually works. It's an ITC app. It stands for Instrumental Transcommunication, which is absolutely interesting. Basically, what you can do with an EVP is electric voice phenomenon uses white noise to be able to talk to the dead, basically. The app really works because whenever I ask it specific questions about certain things, it will actually talk about it. It will actually respond the way it's supposed to. So I am getting the SB7 here really soon, which is great, because I'm going to be able to do more investigations with that, and I'd be able to get probably more intelligent responses other than doing what I'm doing on my YouTube channel at the moment, whereas I take just a normal recording from my phone, and then my friend goes and listens to it, and it's just super weird sounding. You can make out some things in it, which is absolutely crazy, so I can insert that portion here for a little bit. Yeah. Who's in here with me? I am. What happened? Men? And then with the Necrophonic app, it's very creepy because I actually got scratched. I don't know, when I did it for 15 minutes last night with the Necrophonic app, and then I got scratched on my right shoulder, like a good nice long scratch. I'll put the picture up right here as well, for those that can see, and I think I can put it into a little area in the description portion of the podcast here, and you should be able to tap on it or click on it wherever you're at, mobile or computer. And it's just absolutely crazy because there are times where I do hear I heard several weird things. I'm not gonna put the whole thing in the whole video in there, but basically I heard he's coming, I heard Satan, and I heard a little girl crying, which is kind of weird because that's not part of the app. That was a little girl crying. I don't think they can or even will put that type of content in the app, because there's like 9 or 10 different, or actually there's 9 different sound banks, but the most of them are phonetics and it doesn't really have the actual voice. So what I'm hearing is actually real. But the problem is, if I got scratched, it's not just a little girl crying or a girl named Mandy around here. I have a feeling this is a demon, and this is something that is in the house with me right here. I hear constant crackling noises. I hear constant weird noises in here, and it's getting kind of scary, actually. It was kind of fun at the beginning. That was just kind of getting scary. But honestly, I really hope that I can figure this out, because if it's not a demon and it's just some type of poltergeist or some type of spirit that is really, you know, not something demonic, because that's not what I'm trying to get. I'm not trying to get demonic, despite having the symbol as my, you know, channel for the pentagram. Now that's because it's just I was going to do something with acting and being the devil and whatnot, but it become more of a symbolic meaning into the channel, especially with the paranormal portion of it. And it's just, it's gotten really crazy lately because I can't really explain it really well because it's just unexplainable to me. I can't form the words as to how I actually really feel about this. I'm scared, for one. Carla hates it. I know that. She hates when I bring this app on at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, which I probably shouldn't be doing in the first place, but I do anyways. I'm going to be taking a break from that app in the house. I'm not going to be using it in the house anymore, but once I get the SB7, I am going to try it out in the room here and see what's kind of different. The problem is, actually, today I was actually feeling really kind of tired, drained, like something took all the energy from me. I couldn't sleep last night. I was tossing and turning. I kept on waking up. There was just like, I slept through the alarm. I just snoozed it multiple times. It's just like that feeling of not wanting to do anything, that feeling of dread from doing this. And I really gotta make sure that my health and my mental health and everything else is proper when doing this. So I need to actually start making and doing the precautions like I'm supposed to, and hopefully be able to, you know, stay safe, because this is getting crazy now. And I, when using this app, I did not think that it would actually do something like this. And whether you believe me or not is up to you. If you're skeptical, you're skeptical. If you're not, you're not. But it's just, I've seen way too much videos, like, even if it's, I'm pretty sure a lot of them on YouTube is fake. I'm pretty sure, like, Ghost Adventures fakes some stuff. But it's, like, honestly, I want to try to be as real and transparent as possible when doing this. So anything I talk about is not made up. It's actually happened to me. And it's just something that I feel very passionate about, and it's scary. honestly, if you don't dive into the paranormal, then you probably won't really understand it as much, because if you're a skeptic, you can go into it as a skeptic and come out as a believer, and that's just fine too. And you can come out as a skeptic and still stay a skeptic because you need more evidence, and that's perfectly fine. Like, I've got all the evidence I needed to find out that the paranormal is real. And I'm not joking at all, because this is absolutely one of the scariest portions of what I've done. And I wasn't even doing it for a video. I was just doing it out of just trying to see what I can do. So I think the more paranormal stuff that happens is when the camera is off, because I've noticed that more stuff happens when it's off. So there might be a day where I might keep the camera off and have maybe a recording on my phone and using the SB7 maybe, or, you know, something or another like that. But I think that's going to wrap it up for the story time, and we're going to go to the channel updates. All right, so I just want to let you all know that things have changed a little bit. I do not have a guest for this month, which is okay. It's fine. And normally, you know, sometimes we won't have guests, sometimes we will have guests. However, we're going to go through the channel updates, and basically what's going to happen is I've had loads of videos coming out, which is, of course, the EVP session I did a long time ago, and then we should be finished with them now. I've got like 1 week left, however, at the time of filming, this is the 22nd of January, which this comes out the first Sunday of February, so that'd be great. But basically, what's going to happen is I'm going to take a little break from the YouTube channel. I might actually start focusing on another channel. It's too cold outside right now. It's been in the negatives and Fahrenheit, actually, I should say. But it's been in the negatives, it's been in the teens, so it hasn't really been that great. And I really don't want to go out into that barn freezing my butt off for these videos. So I'll basically be able to come back to it. I'll probably do in-home sessions because I have the spirit box, which is great. I have other stuff too that can help. But anytime I do the spirit box in the bedroom here, I get nothing. It's kind of weird. So I might try to maybe bring it up. Hopefully, I can get things going. As far as you can see, people who can view the podcast right now, of course, everything's changed a little bit. Not much, but you can tell it's changed, especially since I'm actually recording this during the day. So that's not something that I normally do. It's normally at nighttime where it's pure darkness in the room instead of like light shining through the blinds and all that. I need to get like light out type blinds where it'll keep the light pushed outside. But I will be working on a gaming channel here soon. I've been working on the graphics for it and the intros and the outros and everything like that. So hopefully it's a lot better with that. And I'll be doing more mostly horror videos off the PlayStation 4. I've got some on the PC as well. I could probably record as well. But most of the time it'll be through the PS4, and I might even try out VR if because I have a PlayStation VR. So maybe if I can play VR in a non-VR game, maybe that'll work out, I guess. I don't know, but we'll see. As far as I know, I think that's pretty much about it. There isn't really much going on with the videos or with anything else, really. It's just at that point where it's just way too cold, and I don't feel like, like I said, I don't feel like going out there freezing my butt off and all that. And I did have a like a little mini movie idea, but honestly, it's a little bit more difficult than I would expect it to be with it just being myself recording everything. And yeah, basically, I would need a camera person, I would need a person to listen to audio. I would need to figure out how to get things going. And with this camera right here, that's the Canon 80D, is what I use mainly. So that'd be pretty hard to do what I'm gonna do unless I have a cameraman, but I don't right now. But right now my cameraman is actually my tripod. But I think that will be it for this month's podcast, and I will see you all very soon. Thank you all for listening, and thank you all for watching, and I will see you guys soon. Bye, everybody.